The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is China trying a little too hard to be perfect? And is there some way to explain all the internet bandwidth being taken up by the fake fireworks and lip-synced anthem story? More after this. A lot of people seem to feel betrayed by the opening ceremonies in Beijing, the faked pyrotechnic footprints, the last-minute decision to lip-sync the Olympic hymn because the actual singer had buck teeth. Even the waving flags were powered by an artificial breeze. People seem to think that China is trying to cover up something ominous. Well, it is kind of creepy that the lip-sync decision was actually made by a member of China's Politburo, but seriously, we're worried about Chinese fakery? Why does every American kid wear braces? Because we're so scared of crooked teeth, we want to eliminate the possibility entirely. As for fakery, there are Americans who live entire alternate lives online where they buy and sell land that doesn't actually exist with real money. Lately, we've had people who buy and sell land that does exist with fake money. Heck, I've had people who work in banks tell me that there is no actual money at all. Your nest egg consists of little magnetic impulses in a basement somewhere. Personally, I'm relieved that China's been faking things because otherwise it would mean the place actually was perfect. Plus, I don't think we want to be perfect anyway. Because perfection involves the suppression of individuality, and Americans just aren't that way. I can just imagine telling 896 young Americans, "Kids, you have been selected for a great honor. You will participate in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. And, this is very exciting, you'll be standing inside retractable boxes all night, which, through precise movement, will create undulating characters. Rehearsals start now and will continue for approximately 2 years. Welcome aboard." You know, no way! China is simply trying to send us a message that as big as they are, as powerful as they will become, they are sincerely committed to a world full of peaceful children with captivating voices and great teeth. And if they can pretend to mean it, I say we should pretend to believe them. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 13th, 2008.